Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're with author John Land, and you know that name because he had a very nice selling book called Strong Enough to Die, and he's following it up with Strong Justice. Hello, John.
Hi, Les. How you doing?
Doing great. So how well did Strong Enough to Die do? Obviously well enough to come up with a sequel, yes?
It did well enough that everyone's happy, but it did not make the New York Times, which means I'm not happy.
Tell me a little bit about the new one.
Strong Justice, Caitlin Strong, female fifth-generation Texas Ranger, returns, and this time, she's on the trail of both a Mexican revolutionary plotting a guerrilla war against the U.S. and a serial killer who's killed more than 400 women. And that's based on truth.
Tell me why a female Texas Ranger.
That's a great question. And I was having a conversation with some salespeople at my publisher about 2 years ago. And there's no question that thrillers are the most popular genre, and no question that women buy over 80% or around 80% of books. But nobody could name me a single female action hero, a female Jack Reacher from the fantastic Lee Child series, a female Mitch Rapp from the wonderful Vince Flynn series, a female Cotton Malone from the great Steve Berry series. No one was doing that. And I'm not talking about mystery. I know there are plenty of mystery heroines. I'm talking about action adventure. I'm talking about a gun-toting girl. As a matter of fact, one thing I love about the cover of Strong Justice, woman with a gun aiming right outside the cover. And I don't think I've ever seen a more effective display of what this book is about, because basically Caitlin shoots a lot of people.
I'm feeling your excitement and your joy in writing this book. I'm wondering, how did you get in touch with your feminine side to write about this female Texas Ranger?
And the way I did that, and it's interesting, what I did was I reversed the paradigm. Normally in thrillers, the woman is the one clinging to the man, begging him to stay home or to give up his life of violence. Similar to the old westerns, because basically what thrillers are reinvented westerns, a la John Wayne, Clint Eastwood. In this book, in this series, Strong Justice, Strong Enough to Die, Caitlin is the loner hero. She's the gunman. So it's not so much that she's a woman. I defined her based on the fact that she's a Texas Ranger and that she is the traditional loner gunslinger. The fact that she's a woman is secondary to the fact of who she perceives herself to be, because she's living in a male-dominated society. The Texas Rangers have never had an active female ranger. They tried a few times, and it didn't work. The reason it works with Caitlin is because she's a fifth generation. Her father and grandfather were both legends. While that sets up her ability to be a ranger, it also puts tremendous pressure on her to live up to that reputation.
Great heroes usually need great villains to work against. Tell me about the villain in this book.
Well, there are some really bad villains, and I couldn't agree with you more. In fact, in Strong Enough to Die, one of the villains turned out to be a good guy. That's Guillermo Paz, the huge assassin, who's kind of ambiguous. You never know which side he's going to go on. But in Strong Justice, the primary villain is a Mayan colonel in the Mexican army who cannot be general because there's a tremendous amount of prejudice against Native Indians in Mexico. So he takes this out. He wants to return Mexico to the natives, to give it back to the Mayans and the Aztecs who founded it. At the same time, he hates the United States because he blames the U.S. for all of Mexico's problems. So he's plotting, because great villains are made by what the terrible things are they want to do. And his plan is to use this weapon that Caitlin is also involved in investigating in Texas that he now has a hold of to unleash a guerrilla war against the United States, to send his troops into cities everywhere and unleash violence. And when people say, well, you can't do that, look at Mumbai last year or 2 years ago. 10 men took an entire city hostage. 10 men killed dozens of people and terrorized a city. Could that happen in L.A. and New York? Probably not to that degree. But we live in an era where a small number of people with a committed cause can do untold damage.
And the right weapons, yeah.
And the right weapons. And that's what Caitlin is up against.
John, I have a feeling that after Strong Enough to Die, and the current one, Strong Justice. I have a feeling there's another one coming, yes?
Strong at the Break, and that comes from the classic Ernest Hemingway quote that people are broken and sometimes they heal, you know, they're stronger at the broken places. And I'm really excited about Strong at the Break. And the reason that I'm excited about all three books, but as these series progresses, not only do the plots continue to escalate, but the emotion is getting stronger and stronger. As Caitlin struggles with this desire she has to be on her own and be a gunfighter versus her desire to kind of stay with this man, this ex-outlaw she's kind of fallen in love with, and his kids. He becomes the traditional female character in that he has a family to raise. She becomes the traditional male character in that he's trying to get her to settle down instead of vice versa.
The book, once again, is called Strong Justice. The author is John Land. John, good luck with this.
Les, thank you very much for having me on.